Yuma Parakalif Mishnah Dalit. Kol Shiva Sayomim, the 7 days that he was Mufrash to prepare in the Lishka Sapohedrin, Loyayumoinimimenu Michael Mishnah. As much as he wanted to eat and drink, that's how much he could eat. There's no reason to be Moineh, even though, like, what does the Mishnah have to come Lafuke? But Etzem, the Gemara says, the Rishen bring it, that Ribui Ha'oichel is Goyrim to more of a Chshash of Rias Keri. So there would be a mockum to say that there should be Moineh. Afilo Hochi, Lamaisa, he's before the Yoim Ha'avoida, so if he would be Nitma, there would be time to be Nitter. So loy hayomani mimenu. Erev yom kippur mimcha sheicha. It means towards night. Loy hayomani chenois lechel haber. Over there, they would take and keep his eating to a minimum. Neishamaychum maybe sashena. Again, not al tzichshash tum over here, but because it brings on drowsiness, and the drowsiness memela, if you would fall asleep, that's already chshash that it could be bali day tumah. Farshim explain over here. It really comes from Farshim and Ovois. That one of the Asur Nisim that was done in the Beis Hamikdash was that the Kohen Gadol Oiro Kerem Yomov. So what's brought over there is that the Ribui HaKedusha invites, the way they say it, the Sitra Acher, to try to make a determined stand. Whenever there's a Ribui HaKedusha, the Baldova, the Sitra Acher, tries to be maybe to be Marba Betuma. So now they had to go precaution after precaution to prevent such an occurrence. Mishnah Hei, Misaru Ziknei Bezdin, Luziknei Kahuna. It's interesting what's Mavu over here in the Mepharshim, the Rav and the other Mepharshim, say that the Seder HaVoida was taught to him by the Ziknei Bezdin. But Chafina is a whole HaVoida that will be described in Mitzvah Hashem later on, how he takes with his Maloi Chofnov of the Keteris and he puts it in the... in the Machta to go into the Kodesh Kadosh. I mean, it was a whole intricate procedure. And the Gemara calls it Minu Avodos HaKoshes Sheba Mikdash and needed quite a bit of practice. That practice was done with him by the Ziknei Kohuna. Why couldn't the learning of the Seder Avodah, the reading of the Psukim, be done by Ziknei Kohuna? Veisichnish, Abazer Shteit. That the Ziknei Bezdin would do the learning and the Chafino, that he would be given over, so to speak, to the Ziknei Kohuna. The Elu La'aliyas Beis Aftinas. The Beis Aftinas was the, they were the family Aftinas, where they were making the Keteris. They had the Soides of how to prepare the Keteris properly. It's described in a few different places. It's in the Mishnah in the beginning of Talmud. So the Aliyas Beis Aftinas was the place where this Mishpocha prepared. That's where the Keteris was. So that's where they practiced the Chafina of the Keteris. This Aliyah's Beis HaVtinas was an Aliyah above the Azorah. It's not clear. The Gemara has a suffix exactly where it was. The Gemara was on the Tzad Dorim and the Tzad Tzofon. Al-Kaparim v'hishbiyu v'niftru v'holchu lahem. Mishnah doesn't describe exactly. They were mashbiyim. They made him make a shvua. Doesn't say what. V'niftru v'holchu lahem, they left. The Ziknei Bezdin were mashbiyah. And then they gave him over to the Ziknei Kohuna to practice the Chafina. What were they mashbiahim? They were mashbiahim to follow the Mesoris of how the Avodah was taught. And maybe this is, by the way, the answer why this had to be done by the Ziknei Bezdin. Not that the whole procedure with the learning with the Shvuah could be done by the Ziknei Kohuna. The reason is because the authority who's in charge of the Mesoris is the Sanhedrin HaGadol. So they were the shluchim of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, that was by the Lishkas HaGozes. They were the ones who gave over the Mesorah. Why? Because there was a tzad that he would not follow the Mesorahs, like we're going to learn now in the Mishnah. V'amrullah, they told him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Bezdin, we're the representatives of the Bezdin HaGadol. V'ata Shlucheinu Shliach Bezdin, you're the representative of the Bezdin of Klal Yisrael. And you're the representative of all of us. We mashbiya you with the name of he who resides in this house. Melech Malki Amloch Magadish Baruch Hu. Shaloi tishane dovi mikol masha amarnu lecho. They were the ones who gave him over the Messiah, and they were mashbiya him. The process of administering the Shvuah has nothing to do with Ziknei Kuna. It has to do with Ziknei HaSanhedrin. So therefore, they were the ones who taught him, and they were mashbih him, and then they handed him over for the practical practice to the kohen, to the ziknei kohenu. Who perishu boicha? The Gemara explains that when a person is nechshad, that means he's in a state that's compromised. Being in a situation where you could be nechshad, where you could be suspected of wrongdoing, itself is a shval madrega on a person. Vehein portion of boichim, that they had to suspect him. Why did they have to suspect him? Because the second base of Mikdosh, there were many, many kahanim gedolim that would seduke him. The Gemara has a discussion over here. What exactly was the shinui that we're talking about? Was the shinui in how the order of the keteris is done? Should the keteris be prepared b'machta outside the kodesh kadoshim and then it was gone in with? That's what the tzedukim held. And our Messiah, the Messiah of Chachmei Ziknei HaSanhedrin, is that the actual preparing of the keteris, the putting on the machta, was done inside. It's an interesting idea from Reb Shamshon Vol Hirsch in his Pirush Al HaTorah, that whenever we find in Shas, and there's a bunch of examples, that the tzedukim made a big deal out of some change in the Messiah, they're not really fighting on details in the Beis HaMikdash. The tzedukim were basically Reformed Jews. What they were really fighting with was certain ikrei hadas, certain basic hashkofas that are expressed in these halachas. So we want to taina that maybe the nekuda over here is that in our Messiah, the whole avodah of the keteris on Yom Kippur has to be done b'kodesh HaKadoshim, in a place that's completely kodesh. Tzedukim said even if he goes into a place that's kodesh, there has to be an element that's outside the realm of Kedusha. That's cool for what their brand of Yiddishkeit was preaching, is that maybe there's Yiddishkeit, but there's also a place of Choyl with the Kodesh. Maybe that would be the Pshat. There's also a famous kasha over here in the Mishnah, is that what is the help of the Mashbih him? If he was planning to do the Tzeduki way, so he'll be Mavatul the Shvuah. He doesn't care about the Shvuah. What was the point of the Shvuah? So some of the Farshim Taina over here, that what would be if he would want to be Mishana, not because he held that the Tzedukim were right. The way they ask the Kash is, if he's a Tzeduki, so he holds that the Shvuah is not Chal, because a Nishba Levatl Dvar Mitzvah, a Shvuah is not Chal, it's a Nishna Shvuah. So if he's a Tzeduki, as far as he's concerned, the Shvuah wasn't Chal, because he has to do it the wrong way, which to them was the right way. So the answer is, maybe he doesn't really think that it has to be done that way. But maybe he decided one year that he wants to try it out the Tzeduki way. He holds maybe both of them are viable alternatives. There are people like that. Instead of what it says in Shulchan Aruch, okay, so there's different ways of doing things. There's room for tolerance for all types. So he wanted to try out the Tzeduki way. So as far as he's concerned, it's not Nishba Levatel Samitzvah, but once he made a shvua, Lamaisa, he's not allowed to be over on the shvua, so that would stop him. That was the purpose here. The pashtus is that the shvua was here to impress on him that he's a mushba va'imid. Kivega also has a raid over here exactly how to be miyashu this kasha, but this was the ceremony with the hu parashu boicha vehin parashu boicha.